Welcome back. I'm Dr. Catherine Messagey, founder of Geode Blockchain and advisor to individuals, companies, and governments alike. And today I want to talk about blockchain as a tool for personal sovereignty. What do I mean by that, and how is it going to be used for that? Obviously, I'm big into blockchain, founded an entire layer one here, fully based in the US and in the great state of Florida. And I believe it's the future of how we operate. I believe that decentralized is the future. Now, why? I've spent an entire career doing defense technology prototyping, building wild and crazy things, some of which y'all are never going to know about, and some of which you already do, and building things that people thought were impossible. And I've brought that to blockchain and to crypto, and I'm here to change the world. So what is it? Why do we need more personal sovereignty right now? What does that mean, and how is blockchain going to get it done? Your personal sovereignty is about reclaiming the power you have been giving away since childhood and before to centralized entities. I'm Gen X. We grew up as Web 2 was coming along, right? We grew up starting in Web 1 and then into Web 2, now into Web 3. And from the beginning of Web 2, nobody ever questioned if that centralized entity really had the right to your data. I mean, after all, you clicked and said, okay. You told LinkedIn they could own your resume, that they could govern who you can talk to. You told Facebook they could profit from your time and attention and not give you anything. And they sell your time and attention to advertisers. And we're so used to it, we don't question it. And when you really look at it, you start to ask the question, wait, how is this okay? If I want to sell something on Amazon, Amazon is going to take a 40% cut. It used to be 20%. And that seemed reasonable. They're not warehousing it, yeah, but they do provide the reach to the customers. So yeah, 20% seemed really reasonable. Then it went up to 30%. Then it went up to 40%. I don't like where this is going. Isn't that my creativity? Why is it that when you author a book, and I have written 17 of them, number 18 is on the way, why is it that when you author a book, you as the author are the person who makes the least off of each copy? And not only that, why is that expected and why is that the standard? The printer makes 50%. Amazon makes 40%. Taxes make another about 5% total once you get all the expenses out there. How did this become the norm? That we were exploited for our time and our attention and our productivity and our creativity by centralized systems. Well, in the beginning, that's all there was. So if you wanted to get something for your time and attention and productivity, you had to take a job at a centralized company, post your item on Amazon and pay whatever they dictated you were going to pay. If you wanted to know what was going on with your friends, you had to get on Facebook and let them profit off of you. Well, sounds messed up when you put it like that. It is messed up. It is. If you're watching this video on YouTube right now, they're using you for your time and attention. So why do I post there? Well, it's what's available. But not for long. Blockchain, and I am the world's biggest cheerleader for blockchain. Blockchain has the capability to take the centralized entity out of it. So when I saw smart contracts, I got really excited. Smart contracts first came around in like 2015 with Ethereum. And huge shout out to the Ethereum guys and Gavin Wood, who helped to write Solidity and kind of bring smart contracts into existence. And then later went on to create Polkadot and the Ink smart contract language. Amazing. Love it. Huge Substrate fangirl. Built Geode on that, on the Polkadot SDK. Love it. What it allows you to do is to replace those centralized entities, Amazon, Facebook, LinkedIn, X, that company you work for. You can replace them each with a smart contract that does not need to profit off of you. A smart contract does not have buildings to maintain. A smart contract does not have employees they need to pay. A smart contract does not have investors that need to profit. A smart contract is just code. It does not need to profit off of you. And that's how at Geode we have replaced all those entities I mentioned with smart contracts that take no profit, right? We have a decentralized version of Amazon where you can buy and sell products and services directly, takes no profit. You keep it all. That's your hard-earned work. Go to town. We have a version of social where when there's an ad in your feed and you look at that ad, you get paid, not some centralized entity. Because when you replace centralized entities, corporations with investors and buildings and employees, and you replace them with a piece of software, you take the middleman out of the equation. The smart contract becomes the middleman, but it is forced from day one to take no profit and no exploitation. And that is how blockchain helps people take back their personal sovereignty. That's your data. That's your time. That's your attention. That's your productivity, your creativity. Are you getting paid for that? All your data that's going in to feed AI models. Did you really volunteer to give that up? Where did I volunteer to give up 17 books for AIs to train on? I didn't. Blockchain can make the difference in you monetizing your own time, attention, and productivity. Whether it's because what you wrote or created, your images, your videos, your voice, your writings, were scraped from the internet to train an AI. Because your time and attention spent on a social app was used to create profit for some centralized company and you saw none of that. Well, gosh, you make it sound unfair, Catherine, because it is. Just because that is the way it has been doesn't make it right. And just because that's the way it has been does not mean that's the way it has to be into the future. And I'm making damn sure of that. So that's why we've built Geode, to give people, myself included, our own personal independence and sovereignty back. Profit off your own time and attention. Profit off your own productivity and creativity. And stop having this system where we have a middleman in the, you know, right in the middle of everything, a centralized entity siphoning off of that and profiting off of that and sucking the profit right out of you. If I sound like a revolutionary, maybe I am. But this is important. It's important to me, and this is the kind of world that I want to build for my children, for my grandchildren, for my future great-grandchildren. This is the world I want to live in, and I hope you do too. So think about the ways in which you are being exploited, and at this point in time, you already have a choice. You have a choice. And blockchain is the way, and smart contracts, or that's the infrastructure of how it all comes together. Get on a decentralized system and go try it out today. Get on Geode. It's easy. It's free. We give you a little coin. Come in and try it out. So many useful apps. And then you'll see what I'm talking about. And you're going to love it. You're going to absolutely love it. And then get more involved and get your friends in. Rescue them. Rescue them from the centralized entities and get them over to Geode and the entire internet of chains, because we give you access to all of it. So come on in and check it out. Put your questions down below. Stay safe. We'll talk about that in more videos, and I'll see you on chain. Thanks for joining me.